These are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three. The Big Three on the Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Why hasn't the Interior Ministry cracked down on the passport racket? Will Wike's grievance with Atiku damage the PDP's chances? Will Amechi's grievance with Tinubu over Abe and Wike damage the APC's chances? Those are the Big Three. Lagos, let's talk. All right. The Interior Minister says that there's no passport booklet shortage. That's our first story. Ralph Aregbesola was in Port Harcourt to commission the new passport production center there. And he talked about the problems that people are having with getting new passports, right? It's affected me personally because my partner was trying to get a new passport for months. He captured in February. They told him to come back within 6 weeks. He kept going and going and going. No way. They were telling him there's a booklet shortage. There's a booklet shortage. It was when he now started shouting and threatening to file a complaint, they now finally processed him. And he got his passport in July. Now, Aregbesola is saying that there is no booklet shortage. Instead, he's blaming a racket inside the NIS. He said, quote, "We have introduced far-reaching reforms with which some unscrupulous elements continue to frustrate and subvert with corrupt acts. These unscrupulous entities are both within our service and outside the service. The menace of touting, inflation of price, delay in processing application, withholding of passport are some of the challenges that we face, and we appeal to Nigerians to help eliminate these malpractices. There must be zero tolerance for these practices if we want to build a great nation. The NIS has been provided with sufficient booklets to all passport offices nationwide. There are 13,000 booklets in Lagos, while the Port Harcourt office has 10,000. I urge those intending to obtain their passports to apply early to avoid delays. There's wait and get passport service worldwide. For fresh applicants, they are to wait 6 weeks and 3 weeks for renewals." End quote. That's the minister speaking there. The minister is asking Nigerians to help him fight the bad practices at the passport office. He mentioned touting. He mentioned price inflation. He mentioned withholding of passports. But I wonder how much control regular citizens even have over things like this. Because my partner did not bribe anybody. Maybe that's why his passport took 5 months instead of 3 weeks. But here's the thing. The ministry should be able to detect these issues. Because already almost everything is on the NIS servers. You apply online, they process your biometrics and upload onto the server. When the booklet is printed, the status should be updated on the server. If it's not updated, the ministry should be able to see that, okay, what's happening? They're not updating this thing. So when I look at that, I think that the ministry should do... should give Nigerians a place on the portal to check for the status of their passports. And the portal says, oh, my passport is ready. But I go to the office, they tell me another story. There should be another place on that portal where I can report it. I should be able to click on pick up not allowed or something like that. I don't know. What do you think? And then the Ministry of the NIS should swing into action to find out why the office did not give me my passport. That's, of course, if indeed the minister is trying to solve a problem and people in the passport office are frustrating him. And this is not just lip service. But what do you think? What do you think about Ralph Aregbesola saying that passports no dey short? See, na fraud, they happen for NIS. See, na people with the inside NIS, they frustrate the process. Do you think the Interior Ministry is doing enough to checkmate those people? Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Of course, we've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello. Thank you for calling us. Good evening.
Hi, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening to you.
Yeah, my name is Pepe.
Hi, Top. My welcome.
Yeah. That NIS issue is within just the agency itself. I'm a living example. Last year, December, I registered online myself. I printed out my payment, evidence and everything and took it to their office. They frustrated all my efforts, Sandra. They will tell me, okay, self-processing, right? Okay, go to this lane. Hey, self-processing, right? Go to this lane. I was so frustrated. They don't want to
self-processing they don't want. They don't like that you're processing it by yourself.
They don't like it. They don't like it.
Oh, yeah. Your network isn't very good, Tokwe. Maybe give us a call back. If that's possible, please call us back. Have you tried to get your passport this year? I'm asking about those who have tried to get a passport this year because some of the reforms that Rauf Aregbesola was talking about started between 2020 and 2021. So have you tried? Fine, let me even extend it to 2020. So I renewed my own passport in 2020 and it did not take long, to be honest, from when I registered on the internet to when I went to do my capturing to when I went to pick up. It was very flawless. But when it now got to my husband's turn, Omo, he used his eye to see Shege. And he tried to get his own this year. So I'm asking for, I don't know, maybe I was lucky. Maybe they knew who I was. I don't know. But my process was very smooth and his own was not smooth at all. Joe Baba is on the line. Hi, Joe Baba.
Yeah, afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, Joe Baba. Honestly speaking, you were quite very, very lucky, just as mine. I did my own first passport 2009, and it was just so free and fair. Even though I wasn't having that experience of doing it online by myself, I went to the Ikoyi, did it that day and got it that day at a very, very cheap rate. But 6, 7, 10, 12 years back now, it's not been the same. Sandra, I must tell you, I assist people for getting passports. And I know too many of these immigration, officers that it's always this booklet is out of reach, short of this, short of that. And I keep on asking myself, if you are telling me booklet that, just because we are in Lagos, if you go to somewhere, in Ogun State or Ibadan, you get this thing very easy. That is the more reason that I will agree with Mr. Aregbesola. Aregbesola.
Do you think that there's anything his ministry could be doing? Do you think that there's more they can do to check this?
They should be the ones, like you said. What are we, the citizens, want to do? He has fished it out that there are some people, maneuvering everything. Because the amount itself now, if I tell you the amount itself now, Sandra, you won't believe it. Thank God you see, even said you are doing it for your husband, for your person.
No, but so, the amount is not, if you do it online, it's not even up to 40,000 for 5 years.
You just had a call of somebody that said she did it online. I said, that is the best, that is the way they will do it. They will frustrate you. But when you now said you want to get it, or they will be taking all your, documents all around by themselves, that is where they will bill you very well. And when they bill you, they will ask you to go and ask every other officer. That is almost the same thing. You won't have any other choice.
That's actually not accurate. So I'm talking about my own personal experience. I wasn't billed. My husband was also not billed, but it was really frustrating for him. They kept telling him, oh, your passport is not around. Oh, there's booklet shortage. But nobody asked him for money.
Nobody asked for money.
Nobody asked him for money.
I still have close to like 3 or 4 people now that their collection is pending just because of they've done the capturing, but too many, is it, I don't even know if it is too many jobs that, you know, backdated to when people have not collected, but more applicants are coming day by day, day by day. So I feel the minister should sit down with all the, you know, or guys all around the zoners and let them fish out these people that are, you know, just hijacking. I want to believe there are some booklets around each of the states, not only Port Harcourt or Lagos, but it should be free and fair. If I want to do it online, do it online. If you need an assistant, that somebody should take it there, let the person go with you and you connect and you get it in less than 3 days.
All right. Thank you very much, Jobaba, for calling 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I'm a first-time caller. My name is Agnes.
I'm glad you're here, Agnes. Welcome.
Thank you. So this
passport situation,
issue, I think the minister needs maybe like some mystery shoppers. They've got what he said is theory. He needs to go there, maybe not himself, so that he can see practically what is going on. What the last two callers have said is the truth.
Okay.
You try it online. When you go there, you see the number of people waiting. You'll be frustrated. And then secondly, I heard, I think, did you say 10,000 booklets or 13,000 booklets in Lagos?
Yes, 13,000 in Lagos.
That's too small. That's too small. For the number of people that want to get passports, that is inadequate. And when there is lower demand than supply, what's going to happen? The prices, the people there that are already familiar with lining their pockets with money would hold the booklets. So do they have records of how many Nigerians are applying online? Why are they not making those things available? And the truth is, if it's 40,000 online, I can bet you maybe for you to get it processed, it could be times two or times three of that. I mean, my sister recently wanted to process her passport, and they told her the earliest she could get captured is in October. So I'm not sure the minister, the reforms might be on paper, but he needs people on ground to actually monitor. Let him send some mystery shoppers, or even Nigerians can go there and use Twitter. Give feedback to them, say, this is what we're experiencing. And then, who is being held accountable?
All right. Agnes, thank you so much for calling. So, if you do it online, the official price for a 64-page Nigerian passport with 10-year validity period is 70,000. That with 5 years validity period is 35,000. Right? That's for 64 pages, right? Then if you're looking for the new 32-page passport with 5-year validity, that's 25,000. That's the one I got. That's the one my husband got. And we did everything online. In fact, you know, by the time my husband did his, he chose the date he wanted to go and capture. He chose the date he wanted to go and, and capture, you know, on the website. So these are some of the things they make available for you on the website. The website is portal.immigration.gov.ng. Portal, as in P-O-R-T-A-L, .immigration.gov.ng. And it's very smooth, very straightforward. You just need to have your old passport, or if you're getting a new one, you need to have your NIN and things like that to be able to get it done. The problem, Coco, now starts when you get to the passport office. You know, that's when reports of different things start to happen. So they're telling you, hey, you want to do self-service. Okay, go to this line, go to that line. I remember that even when I did mine, all the forms I'd filled on the website, I had to come and now fill fresh forms. And I was asking them, why am I refilling these forms when I've just spent how many minutes doing it on the website in my house? They're like, that one is for their own. This one is for our own record. I was very amused by all of it, but nobody was asking me to pay a bribe. It was going very smoothly. It was going very easy for me. So I just wanted to observe the process, you know. And that was what happened with me, you know. So I'm asking again, if you just tuned in, what do you think about Ralph Aregbesola saying that passport no day short anywhere? that it's people inside NIS and outside NIS that are frustrating the process. And if you think, oh yes, he's right, he knows what he's talking about, do you think his ministry, the Interior Ministry, is doing enough to checkmate those people who are frustrating the process? Have you tried to get a passport this year? Have you tried to get a passport within the last 2 years when these reforms kicked off? What has your experience been like? 99.3, hello?
Hello, Sandra. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for calling.
Alex here. You see, Sandra, I always go back to technology.
Yes.
Do you know that if the government were serious, they can enlist certain of their services to be done in conjunction with the banks? INEC, immigration, driver's license, social security, you know, any of those things along that line. Do you know?
Okay.
The banks are some of the most regulated environment in Nigeria. You can work with them. Technology can allow you to do that so that you can walk into the branch of your bank or any branch and apply for any of these government services. Were Nigerians not applying, were they not buying scratch card from banks in those days? Is it that the scratch card, I mean the jam result is less important than the international passport? Is your checkbook, Sandra, your checkbook to you that has all the money you have in the world, is it less important than your passport? You see, all of these things there, you see, Nigeria is like built to function for thugs. I'm telling you, Sandra, Nigeria, the Nigerian system, when the Nigerian government adopts a technology, it's like that child. Have you ever seen some families where they have this one child where everybody has to defer to? He's not the oldest of the children, he's lazy, he's lax, he's all of those things. But somehow nobody can question him because his parents are dead. Nobody can ask him questions. Then everybody just keeps deferring to him. If he wants extra pocket money, they give him extra pocket money. If he wants to take daddy's car out, they allow him. You know, that's just the way we function. See, the only reason why Aregbesola still has his job is because he's not a professional anything. It's because he's a politician. If he were a professional doctor, Sandra, he would have lost his license. If he were a professional lawyer, he would have lost his license. If he were a professional dentist, think anything. He would have lost his life. He would have lost his job.
Okay. All right. Very strong words. Thank you very much for calling, Alex. Now, of course, some people argue with you that even professional doctors in Nigeria don't lose their jobs with the high number of malpractice reports that Nigerians often share about their experiences with these things. But we're getting ready to take a break. So let's take a few messages off of social media and then we'll take this break coming up. This message says, Sandra, currently my brother I helped in connection in doing his passport since May, has not collected his own up until now. Zekisin from Ogun State with that message there. We've got a message here that says, In my case, I applied online. After waiting for 5 months and one day, I was taken to a room in a Lausa immigration office and we were shown two different files. One for online applicant and second for backyard payments. My sister, the minister knows the senior officers are deeply involved in this and knows what to do. We have nothing to do here. All right. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for sending your message in. And that looks like an American number. We'll take a break now. When we come back, let me take you to River State. There's so much happening in the politics there. You don't want to miss that particular story. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I think they have the rights.
They cannot go to us to stop insecurity. It's to force people to take vaccine. Let them come and kill me. I can never take it.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Peter Rufai Summer Clinic is back. Parents, guardians, or institutions, get your child or pupils engaged this summer with their preferred.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided. The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
I beg you, no carry this grammar. Don't give me. Today, now me and you go do this waka.
The Night Show. Join Wednesdays at 8 p.m. on Wazobia TV and Wazobia Max TV. UHF 57 Lagos, DSTV Channel 259, GoTV 98, Star Times 195, and Free TV 744. Sponsored by Number.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Nyeso Mwike may be purging Atiku supporters from Rivers PDP leadership. And that's our second story. The Cold War between the PDP's presidential candidate and the party's most powerful governor seems to be getting hot. It's seven hot. Peace talks have stalled over 2 points. One, Wike wants the party chairman, Iyochia Ayu, to step down for a southerner. And two, Wike wants Atiku to commit to serving only one term as president. And the PDP and Atiku's camp have rejected both. Oh yeah, they've rejected both. And now Wike seems to be going after Atiku supporters in the Rivers PDP. Lee Meiba is a former senator from Rivers State. He's been on, he's seen as a PDP leader in Ogoni land. And he's accusing Wike of punishing him and some other leaders for visiting Atiku without his permission. Specifically, he mentioned Celestine Omehia and Austin Okpara. Omehia is a former governor. He's the party leader in Ikwerre local government area. Okpara is a former deputy speaker of the House of Reps and the party leader in Port Harcourt. But Lee Meiba says that Mwike has removed them as leaders because three of them visited Atiku without permission. Meiba also accused Mwike of removing him from the board of the Elechi Amadi Polytechnic over his support of Atiku. Let me play you something that Lee Meiba had to say. Let me play it for you.
And the Polytechnic, he have refused to fund the Polytechnics because of me. He have refused to even allow us to employ one soul because of me, because I'm Ogoni. So, all this thing I'm telling you, this is the situation that we are pressing. If we allow it to overflow, it will explode. And when I had the other man talking about project, listen to me. I want you and Wike to quote me. What is one single SME scheme that is running in River State where people are tapping from to improve their life? One industry that is running in River State where people can go and get employment. I don't want to talk much. I am a PDP man. I want PDP to win election. I am not campaigning for APC. So I stop here.
Lee Meiba speaking there. That's not the only thing he said. He said a number of other things, and I would love to play some of those things for you.
It's to support the candidate from the party without negotiation with anybody. And so when this arises, and they clearly tell them, let me see how you can campaign for Atiku in this state. You cannot campaign for Atiku in this state without my permission. No one in this state can work for Atiku. On Friday night, he invited Diogonis and asked the member representing my constituency to tell me clearly that let him see how I will campaign for Atiku in this state, that he is waiting for me and he will finish me, and that I should be ready for him, that he's ready for me if I come to campaign for Atiku. This is an unsurprised moment. You have 50 candidates plus Atiku. Let's say we now have 51 candidates to campaign for in River State. Why excise Atiku? These are clear facts. I am telling you with evidence. If you call us in the panel and call the mayor, they will tell you this. This is the basis for this broadcast. And let me take you a little back. We can refuse any of us in River State to buy form to campaign for the governorship of River State. He bought 14 of us form and want any of us not to campaign. Anybody who tried to campaign, Wike is ready to take on you. But I follow him to 20-something state campaigning to delegates. We don't know who is a delegate in Rivers. The list of delegates were not published. At the end of the day, he called me on the 24th and told me that I cannot be governor, that I campaigned for Atiku in 2019 without his permission. And that I even open office for Atiku. So because of that, it is over. He cannot hand over the state to his enemy.
Lee Meba speaking there. He had more things to say. And you know what? I think I'm going to play just one final thing. Just one final thing that he had to say about the PDP candidate in River State. Just his final one. And then we'll move on to the rest of the story.
We open office for Atiku. So because of that, it is over. He cannot hand over the state to his enemy. These were precise words and pointed out as his staff, in the presence of his staff. I've never seen that humiliation in my life, and told me that his staff, this Secretary General, is a very good Secretary General that will still be accountable to him at least the next 6 months or 1 year. I am a tiger, and that I should not proceed to the primaries. That if I proceed to the primaries, I will get zero vote, because the accountant general will take the first position, the commissioner for finance will take the second position, the commissioner for work will take the third position, and I will not get any vote because that is what he wants to do. So he have already shared the vote. But this is a man who came to the center, came to Abuja, and participated freely. He spoke to delegates and came second. So who was supposed to, and all of us, he did this to all of us in Rivers. He have never one day called us and said, look, my brother, I'm sorry about what happened at the primaries. Let's reconcile and move the party forward. He have never called and said, my brother, take it easy. He did not discuss with us about a candidate he wants to use. He fooled us to the end. All of us have capacity to cause trouble and leave the party. But we kept quiet, thinking that with the abundance of Atiku Abubakar, we have a presidential candidate who may win election at the center, so that we have where to look at. Since he has finished with us in the state, he told all the people he gave position, he called them, have a meeting with them, and tell them that we have retired all of us. These are very provocative. These are not chocolates. And he told me that if he failed the primary on one of our campaigns, that he will collapse the whole system. If they do to him what they did to Dili, he will collapse the system and nobody. Everybody will go home. That is the fear here. And so these are not time for discussion.
Lee Meba speaking there, former senator from River State, PDP leader in Ogoniland, accusing Wike of all kinds of things. Meanwhile, Governor Nyesom Wike hosted Sanwo-Olu yesterday. Day before yesterday, he invited him to commission the water lines flyover in Port Harcourt. Sanwo-Olu says that it was a gesture of politics without bitterness. But Wike said that things are about to get hotter because people are wondering that, you know, is this a sign that Wike could be flirting with the APC? Here's what Wike said.
I'm not running an election, but I'm happy. I ran for presidential primaries, and they all saw it. We have won the election. If not because of religious and ethnic, no problem. So far is a but as a Rivers man, I feel very, very proud. Yes, Wike, as you carry Rivers Day to turn up to gold, we must follow Simple Mara to the next level. As a South South man, I feel very, very proud. You can't take it away from us. I've always been consistent in my life. My history is very straightforward. I don't play here and play here. I see white is white. I see black is black. And we have never been afraid of fighting anybody. I've not started politics. After commissioning of projects, we will start politics. Then we know who is who. As I did tell them, they see with us, as they see with us, even they pain them.
Oh my God, Lagos! That's the current situation in the weekend versus Atiku beef. How you see him? Let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. Will they resolve in time to take on Tinubu and Obi? Or do you think Wike will leave? Do you think Wike will stay in the PDP but sit out the election? What do you think about the revelations from Lee Maba about the primaries in Rivers, about Wike allegedly buying the forms for all of them and telling them to not bother contesting, that he has chosen who he wants? What do you think about everything that you've heard on this story? I am Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3, Lagos. Let's talk. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hey. I greet you, Sandra.
Kevin, how you see waiting the apple for River State, Kevin?
All this bagado that he is doing now will end after he leaves office next year. He will become politically irrelevant. All this bagado he's doing is because he's still a governor. That's all. Immediately he leaves the office as a governor, Wike will become politically irrelevant. I'm saying it today, mark my words. A man that told us clearly that he doesn't want to play second fiddle. He said it clearly. And he went to an election, to a primaries. You lost. Other people have lost. We have a vice president today who lost the primaries. He has not gone anywhere touching anybody and subjugating anybody. You lost in the primaries. This is for me to congratulate the man and move on with the party. You are going to fight unnecessary war, progressing in error, causing problems everywhere in your party in an election period like this. I'm not a member of PDPO. I don't belong to PDPO. I detest a lot of things about the PDPO. But I see this as a very wrong move from this man. For me, the PDP can do without him. All these one people, some people have been saying, it's indispensable. Nobody is indispensable anywhere. The PDP should suspend him. What are they waiting for? I think Abaka, all of this, they should suspend this man before I put them in trouble. If they can do without him, I've seen big weeks that have led the PDP. And you know, the PDP is still in the collapse. A smart president tore his card openly and danced and did all that. Yeah, the PDP did not collapse. The PDP is still standing. So the PDP should suspend him now. They should suspend him and move ahead with the campaign, or else it's going to be a big recession to them. Thank you.
Kevin, thank you very much for calling. We've got Nonya on the line. Hi, Nonya. Hello? Ooh, that's unfortunate. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Okay, my name is John.
John, you're calling our number for women. You're calling our number for women. You have to give us a call back, okay? 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
As if they paint them, if they see us, as if they see them, if they paint them, it just back in. Hello, Sandra.
Hello.
Wike is just, I don't blame Atiku not using him as a vice president because he's too arrogant.
Okay.
In fact, I don't know how to qualify that man. I don't know how he gets to that governor seat. Shebi is saying no fit take pen seat for APC. Instead of that, he go there for PDP. Cancer go kill him. Make it they go there, then they wait up. My dad, they go expose in Yash.
Don't talk that for radio. Don't talk that one for radio. Thank you. All right, but thank you very much for calling us. Oh my goodness, it's hilarious because Wiki has a dance when that song is coming, when that song plays. As he dey pay them, he go dey sweet us. As he dey sweet us, he go. And that dance is hilarious. All of what is happening in River State, you know what? The funny thing about it is that this their politicking is about to have real life consequences for the citizens of River State. That's what I'm really, really worried about. We've got Prince YS on the line. Hi, yes. Prince YS, welcome.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
My lady Sandra.
How are you?
I'm very okay, my dear.
Welcome.
You see, pertaining to Wiki and the Atiku. I want the matter to be resolved.
Okay.
But I want Wiki to do one thing. Because this one, as he's fighting now, for me, I'm not against him. He must fight for our rights. And initially, my pain is this. When PDP say they want to conduct the chairmanship, then take it to the north. And when he become the president, they say it's everybody is free to contest. That's my grievance. So if UK is not demanding that chairman should resign and give it to the southerner, nothing bad about it. I know politicians, they just be like a footballer. They won't come today. Tomorrow they another come. But I just want UK to mellow down, but he must fight for his right. He's fight for his right.
All right, Prince YS, thank you very much for calling us. Now, let me bring you our final story from the current Rivers governor being upset with his party flag bearer to the former Rivers governor being upset with his flag bearer. Our third story is about Rotimi Amaechi and Bola Tinubu. We have lots of similarities between the Amaechi Tinubu situation and the Wike Atiku situation. Both Amaechi and Wike came second in their primaries, and both of them are unhappy about how the flag bearer has allegedly treated them after the primary. Amaechi followers are complaining that he's not being consulted when it comes to campaign team selection and all the other plans. And then there's a question of River State, because during our second story, I told you that Babajide Sanwo-Olu helped Wike commission a project in River State. Apparently, the Amaechi camp did not like that. They are also raising the issue of permission and consultation. Just like Wike did with Okpara and Omehia. For them, since Amaechi is the APC leader in the state, Tinubu allies like Sanwo-Olu and Fayemi should not be visiting Wike, his rival, without consulting him first. We heard from Eze Chukwuemeka Eze, the Rivers APC leader in the Amaechi camp, and he said, quote, "If Amaechi decides to rejoin PDP, it may not be of his own making, but due to the acts and attitude of Senator Bola Ahmed Tinubu and managers of his campaign team, coupled with the new style of leadership of those currently running APC. Let me state unequivocally that the manner and ways Amaechi and his political team are being neglected, both in the formation of the APC Presidential Campaign Council and most of the activities of the party since after the party presidential convention, is not the best way to treat a leader with the stature or status of Amaechi. You don't do that. To worsen the situation, the manner in which Tinubu and his associates continued to associate with Governor Nyesom Wike of River State without any consultation with Amaechi or any member of his political family is not only sad, but very unfortunate." End quote. Tinsde Shele. Heavy words there. And remember, we've talked about this beef between Amaechi and Tinubu before over Magnus Abe. You remember, right? I told you that from 2016 until earlier this year, the Rivers APC had two factions, the Amaechi faction and the Abe faction. Tinubu was Abe's biggest supporter at the national level, and now Abe has left APC and he's running for governor under the SDP banner. Amaechi supporters are accusing Tinubu of still supporting Abe, which would be anti-party activity. They say he's sponsoring Abe at the expense of the APC candidate, Toye Cole. Toye Cole is Amaechi's preferred candidate. So it looks like River State is turning into this complex political battlefield. But that, I think that's also mostly always the case with River State, you know, especially since there's been like two dominant parties in the state. It's always this complex battlefield. You have both the APC and PDP flag bearers at war with the party leaders in the state, who are a sitting governor and a former governor. And we're hearing and seeing signals that both of these party leaders are flirting with the rival party. The question then becomes, which party will be damaged more by this? Will the other parties, like Labour, for instance, or Magnus Abe's SDP, be able to take advantage? 0700993 993 993. Are Tinubu and the APC taking Amaechi for granted? Are visits to Wike by Sanwo-Olu Fayemi and other Tinubu allies a sign of a possible alliance? Where does that leave Amaechi? Will Tinubu support Magnus Abe over Toye Cole? Will Amaechi send feelers out to Tinuku, Atiku, sorry. What is going on in River State? 0700 993 993 993. Lagos, share your thoughts on this story. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling us. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Madam Sandra.
What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Ben. Calling from
Ben, you have to turn your radio off. All right, Ben, turn your radio off, then call me back. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, that's Ekene Sandra. Calling from Ikeja.
Ekene from Ikeja. Welcome. Go ahead. Hello? Oh, what's happening? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Altine.
Altine. Hey, long time no here. Where you day?
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
I'm fine. Where you go? Where you disappear, go?
I did. Altine, I did. Sandra. Siba, this wiki matter, eh? Wiki, what you don't like, and then you are still doing it to your own people in that, in there. Look at how it intimidated that former senator. That's not fair. Mm-hmm. You see, but for all I care, Wike is just playing God. But he was, like the first caller said, when after this dispensation, after his governorship, he will become useless. He's playing God. God will humble him. He's just playing God, but he will be humbled very soon.
Okay.
God bless you. Thank you.
Altine, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Hi, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Hi.
My baby. What's up?
I'm okay. How are you?
How
are you? I'm fine.
This is your one and only town crier, baby.
My town crier of life. Welcome.
Yes, I beg. Make I do my town crier. Maybe they say I don't.
Okay,
I don't
okay.
Sandra Ezekwesili.
Welcome,
my baby.
Sharp. Time no day.
Sandra, wahala, don't wear bone straight. We did it soft. So that lead them, not they record their comment. No, they are no one here sitting with the kind of tell us in our fake news. You know, their voice.
This one,
Sandra. This one on my bed, the eye is
here. No worry, we'll celebrate. We'll go run now. Not small.
No, not today. Bye-bye. Take care. Love you.
Love you too. Bye, Noye. Do we have time to take one more call? Yes, we do. We've got 2 minutes, so I can take one more call. 99.3. Hello. How are you?
Good evening. This is Ekene calling back again, Sandra.
Welcome, Ekene.
Yeah, see, Sandra, there is something I didn't like about this man called Wike.
Okay.
People like also why he fans before. But he's making things more difficult for us. Me personally, I'm obedient.
Okay.
Now, someone like Wike is acting like what happened to the Director of US. Director started well. I in fact like him. But when he started playing a god, that weapon against him, and you see what happened. Wike is not a man of integrity. He's not a man he was. If you remember, Drew that a PDP national convention. Before he took the poll, there was a comment he made. He said he is a three-party man. That if anybody wins apart from him, then he's going to support anybody. But he knows he's going to win. So you see what he's doing, huh? Mm-hmm. And again, that's one thing I like about this article thing.
Mm-hmm.
Article is matching majority. The man doesn't making noise. Why is he making noise? They said the anti-votes are making noise. And who has he told him that River State is going to vote the APC or PDP?
Hmm.
Do you understand me now? So I don't like somebody who people have said that he's doing well.
Hmm.
And keep it playing God.
Hmm.
Who is this wicked? Who is wicked before?
All right, Emeka. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Sandra, my love. Well done.
Thank you.
There is nothing more we know here in this country. Wicked story. So interesting. Sandra, this is time for us to watch Super Story. Please play that tape again. As it is switch them, it is
okay, thank you for calling us. One of my favorite Weekend songs. Weekend they come. How does the rest of the song go? I'll ask my husband on WhatsApp during the break. He'll tell me and I can sing it for you people. It's a very hilarious song. Oh my God. Rivers Politics is always, you know, it's always something to look out for. It's always like my highlight of political season because there's so much going on. I just wish that it will all happen, all the intrigues will happen and happen without like any violence or any bloodshed. Because a few days ago, you already heard Yusuf Wike on the news talking about his opposition gathering cultists to help them run 2023 elections. So I'm hearing that and my alarm bells are already popping off. But we'll keep our eye on River State. Don't worry, that you're in Lagos does not mean you don't know what's happening in other parts of the country. Yeah. So these are the biggest stories for the day. We'll take a break. When we come back, I'll keep taking your calls. I'll keep taking your messages off of social media. There's so many messages on WhatsApp, so I'm going to try and take as many of them as possible. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
On WhatsApp, we've got so many comments. Let's try and take as many of them as we can. Here's this message. You didn't leave your name, but you say, Sandra. Ooh, hold on. In my case, I applied online. Okay, hold on. I've taken that particular message before. Sandra, my name is Ugochukwu from Koka, Lagos. The song, Sandra, we ke de kamo. You know, go agree, you know, go agree for your head. Oh, yeah, that's a song. That's a song. Hold on. My guy sent it by WhatsApp. Let me play it for you people.
We can't come. You know, go agree. You know, go agree. Stay for your house. Oh. Chorus two is. We can't come, oh. You no go agree, you no go agree, but you go agree, oh.
That's my favorite Weekend song. Oh my God. Of course, that doesn't mean that I endorse any of the things he does, but that's my favorite Weekend song. We've got Matthew from Badagry. that says, who says Wike is not a student of history. If he is, he would have learned a little lesson from observing how Fayoshe is now. This message says, Sandra, please let Wike ask God to love you how far in Akwa Ibom when he moved from PDP to APC. Wike is trying to kill his political career. You are not bigger than your party. That's Clement from Suruleri. We've got someone who says Baoga cannot seek to save a life. No, he can't. This message is from Osaho Emmanuel from Suruleri, who says, why are you guys making this whole thing of Mwike a gigantic issue? Who tell them, say, either PDP or APC go win election, that they are already sharing position for themselves? That will show you the true color of both the two political gladiators that don't care about us. They only care about themselves. This is what I tell my friends. The looting, the embezzlement of all these political thieves is nothing but a disease. And greed anymore is disease. Okay. I'm not sure what you meant to write there. I think you wrote it like, you know, very, I think you wrote it very quickly, and so you couldn't get your point across. Here's a message from Comrade Enang, who says, PDP should suspend Wike immediately for peace to reign. But he has not done any anti-party activities. They can only suspend you if you've done anti-party things. And I don't think they can accuse him of anti-party activity. Here's a message that says, I've been trying to renew my passport. I have no choice but to yield to their own decision in June at the immigration office. I went for capturing 2 weeks ago. I was told to come with 10,000 naira to fast track the collection within 2 to 3 weeks. They made an error in spelling my name, Michael, instead of Michael, and my NIN was not showing. It was blank on their portal, which made me go back for capturing. I was told to fast track it now. It's 15,000 naira. Mike Nigondo with that message there. Mike, I'm really sorry that you experienced that. And what I hate is that there's no reporting mechanism for NIS, at least not one I'm aware of. I'll look into it and see if I can find a reporting mechanism for things like this, so that you can actually report it and, you know, get those officers who are telling you this to fix up. Ha! All right, let's bring you the news at 4. Once the news is over, it will be time for the glass ceiling. I'm looking forward to today's glass ceiling. If you're a breastfeeding mother or you have a breastfeeding partner, and you'd love to learn about breastfeeding, learn how to provide the proper support, stick around. That conversation will begin in a few seconds.
It's 4 o'clock. The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges.
The debaters are ready.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready.
1 million naira. There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head. Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Store.